Critics of the project have voiced concerns about the cost to ratepayers as the plant's majority owner, We Energies, is shifting its coal-fired units to natural gas. Brendan Conway is the utility's spokesperson.
This project is required to meet near-term federal regulations. These units will continue to run and then transition likely over the next decade.
The changes are tied to a 2015 rule issued by federal regulators. It required coal plants to install more modern technology to treat wastewater containing heavy metals before discharging to waterways. Federal regulators delayed the rule for years and weakened requirements under former President Donald Trump. We Energies must comply with the revised regulations by the end of 2023. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.